Back now with Day to Day. Forget about what you've been told. Barack Obama will not be America's first black president. In the past, we've had Jim Roy, Rufus Jones, and most recently, President David Palmer.
He said the body was infected with a weaponized virus. We should cancel the debate.
What?
It's a mistake to continue prepping for tonight while there's an imminent bioterrorist threat against this country.
That's actor Dennis Haysbert playing the black commander-in-chief on the TV series 24. Of course, Mr. Obama will be the first real live black president. Lewis Byard has written about representations of black presidents in film, TV, and novels spanning 80 years. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So you wrote a piece just before Election Day called Black Presidents We Have Known. It appeared on Salon's website. And you went all the way back to 1926 for one of the oldest examples of a fictional black president. What did you find?
It was a very obscure book that was dug up earlier this year, written by a well-known Brazilian children's author named Monteiro Lobato. And it was called The Black President. It was a futuristic fantasy in which the year is 2228. That's how remote the prospect seemed at the time. And a man named Jim Roy, the leader of the Black Association Party, has been named to America's highest office. And the office is basically stolen from him by the incumbent white president and the white feminist leader of America. But it's interesting to me that the first depictions of black presidents in our culture were in the realm of fantasy or science fiction. That was the only way the idea could be approached initially because it was so alien to that America, to that time.
One of the film examples you give casts an actor that most people know, Sammy Davis Jr. Tell me a bit about that film.
It is a fascinating and bizarre short subject feature that was done for Vitaphone in 1933. It's called Rufus Jones for President. And it stars Ethel Waters, who was a great blues jazz singer of her day. And she's a black woman who dreams that her little boy, Rufus, has been elected president. It's a 23-minute movie that manages to pack in pretty much every racist slur that was common to that day.
Don't you worry, honey. Old Sinbad Johnson sure is going to be sorry when he find out what a great man you is.
Is I going to be a great man, Mammy?
You sure is. You's going to be president. The book says anybody born here can be a president.
Ain't that something?
Rufus himself is played by a very young Sammy Davis Jr., and he, in effect, looks like a midget because he's dressed in grown-up clothes, and his face is sort of strangely adult. You recognize him right away. And it's as though the film is saying that the only way we can even consider the idea of a black president, we're talking the Depression era here, is to shrink him into some kind of insignificant freak. It would be many more decades before Hollywood or any kind of pop cultural forum could actually entertain the possibility as something with real-world implications.
Well, let's please go there for a moment. Let's fast forward to the film starring Morgan Freeman. He appeared as the head of state in a movie called Deep Impact.
Last summer, two comets were discovered that are on a collision course with Earth. The smaller comet will hit first, creating a tidal wave over 3,000 feet high. The larger comet is the size of New York City, 500 billion tons. If it can't be stopped, all life on Earth will perish.
Lewis, how do you think Morgan Freeman's portrayal affected the way that American people thought of this idea of a black president?
Well, the first thing to say about this movie is that his race is entirely incidental to the plot. It really doesn't matter that Morgan Freeman is a black president. What matters is that he is the leader who can comfort us when an asteroid is about to demolish our world. And from there, we go very quickly to 24, to Dennis Haysbert's character of David Palmer, who, again, is only incidentally black, but is, in fact, the most admirable character in the show. So we're seeing the idea kind of smuggled in through the channels of entertainment, which is generally how a lot of subversive ideas get into our culture, is through entertainment vehicles.
You've looked at several different genres in their approach to this idea, comedy, science fiction, drama. Let's talk about comedy for a moment, and how has that looked at the idea of a black president?
The comedy allows people to play against people's own racist terrors. When you see a movie like Head of State, starring Chris Rock as a D.C. alderman who's plucked out of obscurity to become president, the joke lies in that he's sort of the last person you would pick for the job. Over the course of the movie, though, he begins to demonstrate his own value and the value of his perspective as a black man in an urban setting.
How do we limit violent material? Turn it off. And if the kids cut it back on, knock them out. That's why I don't smoke. When I was a kid, my daddy caught me smoking, and he knocked me out. And to this day, I don't smoke. Not because I'm scared of cancer. I don't smoke because I think my dad's going to walk through that door and knock me the hell out. Knock out your kids. It helps.
So the comedy is a way of diffusing resistance to the idea and then acculturating people to the idea at the same time.
Now that this is, in fact, a reality and a black man will, in fact, be president, how do you think these images will come out in the future in books and film and TV?
I suspect that what you're going to see is more in the line of the 24 template, where the color, the race of the president will continue to be incidental. It'll be even more so. You know, it'll no longer seem strange to see a black president, or unusual to see a black president on our TV screens or in the movie theaters. And we're going to see other kinds of envelopes being pushed, perhaps. But that envelope now no longer needs to be pushed because it's happened. It's no longer the realm of fantasy. It's no longer in the realm of comedy. It's a reality show happening before our very eyes.
Lewis Byard is a novelist and book reviewer in Washington. His article, Black Presidents We Have Known, appeared on Salon.com. Thanks so much, Lewis.
Thank you.